So, Mr. Barghouti, you've had approximately 24 hours to figure out what was said from the White House yesterday. What is your reaction to both things? One, the taking over control and forcibly removing the population, and the other, to we will provide employment, we will level, you know, we will get rid of the unexploded ordnance, get rid of all the rubble, and rebuild it into a beautiful space.
Christian, thank you. What we heard was President Trump talking, but actually it was the voice of Netanyahu. What President Trump proposed was not only destructive, but criminal. I don't know if the American people in leadership understand exactly what he was saying, that this is a war crime, that this is a criminal act, that this is the most serious violation of international law. And by which law President Trump thinks he can steal our land and conduct theft of Gaza Strip to use it for his, I don't know, imaginary plans of construction and so on. By which law he wants to displace us, 2 million Palestinians, from Gaza? What would he say if I say, for instance, that people in New York should be removed to Afghanistan? Of course, he will be totally mad if I say so. What would he have said if somebody suggested that Jewish people in Israel should be removed from Israel and transferred to Europe, where they came from? What would be his reaction? The basic element here is that this is a very serious violation of international law, and it will not work. I think President Trump has shown an unbelievable level of ignorance of the history of the Palestinian people, of the resilience of the Palestinian people, but also ignorance of the geopolitical facts on the ground in the Middle East. Jordan will not accept this. Egypt will not accept this. Saudi Arabia rejected that. I don't think any country that respects international law and respects itself would accept such proposals. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a practical question? And that is that it is rubble. In 15 months, the Israeli military has managed to reduce much of the Gaza Strip to rubble. Do you think it's uninhabitable? Do you think Gazans can actually figure out how to live there? A lot of the Arab countries, like Qatar said today, we plan, you know, as a group of Arab nations to help rebuild, but while the Palestinians remain there. But Steve Witkoff, who visited Gaza last week, said this just yesterday. What we're trying to do is be transparent to these people. If you go to Gaza today, I was there, I witnessed it, you see people going there, picking up a tent, and literally, in some circumstances, turning right around again because there is nothing left there. What is your answer to that?
That's exactly the Israeli propaganda. My answer to that is that 500,000 Palestinians, 500,000 people, came back to the north of Gaza, although it is destroyed, of course, because they would not leave their land. And what they are talking about is absolutely incorrect, because the last thing any Palestinian wants, after we've experienced ethnic cleansing in 1948, the last thing that people want is to be ethnically cleansed again. This, to be disconnected, as some people have told you in your program, to be disconnected from their history, from their families, from their land. And don't forget that the people in Gaza are part of the Palestinian people who also live in West Bank and also live in 1948 areas. Why would they be separated from their families and their relatives? And this is unacceptable. And also, people are ready to reconstruct. We are ready. We didn't complain to President Trump. We are ready to survive. People in Gaza are ready to survive, regardless of the harsh conditions. And Mr. Trump should have asked Netanyahu, how could you have caused all this damage? He should have asked himself, where did the 86,000 tons of explosives that were thrown on Gaza, where did they come from? From the United States of America. United States has responsibility for the ethnic, for the terrible genocide that took place, that Netanyahu conducted. And for that, it should be paying compensation to Palestinians. They should force Israel to pay compensation to Palestinians, not to punish the victim by ethnically cleansing us out of Gaza.